Begin the current daf masech this tainus daf hey. Begin 7 lines down from the top of the Amud. The Gemara continues with the second Mishnah in our parak, where the first Mishnah began me'emis emes kiren gerus kasham. From when do we begin saying the idea about rain in our tefillas and Shemini Esrei? And now the second Mishnah goes and continues and says ad mosai shal nesek sham. Up until when do we continue asking for the rain? And as we already discussed in previous dafim regarding if there's a discrepancy between when we mention, which is the idea about mash v'rochem or the geshem, which is just a shvach, and regarding the request, which is the same Talmud Levracha. However, here the idea of the question that the Mishnah is asking is, up until when do we still request it? When is the end of the winter season when we'll stop asking for the rain? So Rabbi Yehuda, he says, ad sheyavra ha-pesach. It says, up until the end of Pesach. He says even later than that. He says, Achayetzi Nisan. Up until the end of the month of Nisan, we will still ask for the rain up until the end of Nisan. Shneimalik says, the Pasuk in Yael says, Vayerid Lechem Geshem, that he will bring down for you rain. Meire u'malkish. Meire is the early rain, Malkish is the later rain. Berishan, in the first month, in the month of Nisan. So we see that the rains is still something that is appropriate in the month of Nisan, and that's why we continue asking for it throughout the month of Nisan. Now, the Gemara asks a question, which is going to be the first of many questions that Rav Nachman is going to ask Rabbi Yitzchak, which is regarding the pasuk that Remei brought down, that we request rain for the entire month of Nisan, because as the pasuk says, that Meir Malkush will come down Berishan. So Amalei Rav Nachman, Rabbi Yitzchak, he says, Yair ben Nisan, is it true that the Yair, which are the early rains, come down in Nisan? Which is all the way at the end of the winter season, and because as the pasuk was brought down, it says, "Well, yer lechem geshem, meir malkish berishin." But he says, "Yer b'machesven hu." Yer is the first rains which come down in the beginning of the winter, right after Sukkot's time, meaning in the month of Cheshvan. And the Gemara says, "The time like learning the Braisa." It says, "Yer b'machesven, umalkish benisan." Now the later rains are in Nisan, where again the Gemara will explain exactly what are these terms of yer umalkish. But how do we understand this pasuk that Remei is bringing down? That, okay, maybe it's appropriate for Malkish, which are the later rains to be in Nisan. And that's why we'll still ask for rain even after Pesach till the end of the month of Nisan. But how could it be that there is Meira, which is the early rains, all the way in Nisan? So Malaysa, he responded to me, says, you're right. Most definitely the early rains, the Yera, generally comes in Mar Cheshvan. But this is what Rabbi Yochanan says in the way of explanation. This is how all the different responses to Rabbi Yitzchak in this Gemara response to Rav Nachman based on what Rabbi Yochanan had said. Says b'mei yoyel ben pesul neskei mikrazeh. This pasuk was specific in a certain episode, which was in the days of Yoyel, where there the Yaira, even the early rains, together with the Malkish, the later rains came in the first month, that of Nisan, through a miracle, because there was a hunger for 7 years. Now the Chsibbe, where it says over there in the pasuk beforehand, it says that kikar Hashem l'rav, because Hashem called for the hunger, v'gambal or shabashama, actually it was a hunger for 7 years, and then the pasuk says, which our Gemara quotes, Yeser Hagazim, that which was left over from a certain type of locust, then Achla Arba Begimah, then the other locust ate it. Now, Isis Shana, so that year, which was at the end of the 7 years of the hunger, Yatza Adar, Veloyad Gisham, the month of Adar already passed, and the rain didn't come down, and no one planted. Yardlehem Revia Rishaina, then came the Yaira, which is the first of the rains, which, as the Gemara on Vav and Vez will explain why it's called Revia, which is because it's Marbiya Sa'aretz, where it penetrates, it's a way of impregnating the ground. So that came, the first rains came Be'echeb Nisan, on the first of Nisan, which is how we're illustrating this idea that although generally Yerah comes in the beginning of the winter, all the way in Cheshvan, this was after 7 years of hunger, where there is a miracle where the first rains came on the first day of Nisan. Now, Amalem Nevel Yisrael, so the prophet said to the Jewish people, Tzu'u v'zaru, go out and plant now. So Amaloi, they said to the Navi, Mishish le'kav chitim, someone that has just a kav of wheat, or a kav m'sayim, or two kav of barley, Yichlenu v'yichyeh, should he eat them and then survive? Or Yizre'enu v'yamis, or should he plant them and then die, in other words, in the hunger? Because even if you're going to say that now that it's going to rain, it's going to grow a new crop, but what are we going to eat in the meantime? There's no food to go around. How can we take the little seeds that we have left and plant it? So Amalehem, so the prophet said to the Jewish people, Afa Pikein, Tzu Vizaru, go out and plant that. So Naslam Nes, a miracle occurred for them. V'neskalalehem Masha B'Ksal, and it was revealed to them what was in the walls, which the mice had hidden. V'masha B'Chur in the Malamah, what was in these little ant holes that the ants had hidden. Yatsu Vizaru, so they went out and they planted what they had in their hands. which was on the Sheini B'Shlishi Revi, on the second day and the third day and the fourth day of Nisan they planted, and what they had found by what the mice and the ants had hidden, that's what they ate. Now after that they planted, V'yardalam Revi Yishniya, then came the second rains, which we're going to explain that there's three times of the rains. So the second rain came down, B'chamisha B'Nisan, and then the fifth of Nisan. Hekrivu Omer B'Sheisha also B'Nisan, and they ended up bringing the carbon Omer, which is the first barley offering in the base of Mikdash, on the 16th of Nisan from that new grain. So Nimtzis, it comes out that Tfu HaGdeila B'Sheish Chadashim, the crop that generally takes 6 months to grow, which is from Tishri till Nisan, which is the winter months, G'deila B'Echad Asiyam grew in 11 days, which was from the 5th of Nisan up until the 16th of Nisan, which is when the carbon Omer is brought. So Nimtzis, so similarly it comes out that Omer HaKarv Mitzvah Shoshish Chadashim, the carbon Omer, the barley offering, which is generally brought from the crop which takes 6 months to grow, Karv Mitzvah Shalechad Asiyam was brought from grain that had taken just 11 days. Now, V'alayisah Hadarhu Omer, it's regarding that generation that the Pasuk in Tehillim refers to, which it says, Hazayrim Bedima, those that plant with tears, because they didn't have what to eat, so the planting was a big sacrifice for them, but with joy they will reap. Again, that was the great miracle that happened for them. They will go and cry. That one who's carrying the container of the seeds, again, it was a very big challenge for them to take the little that they had and plant it. Now, the Gemara asks, now, what is this part of the pasuk come to explain when it's as it's going, it's crying, when it's carrying the container of the seed? And that is because if it's talking about the people, but already explained in the pasuk, Hazerim Bedima Berinik Tzairu, that the one who plants with tears will reap with joy. So it seems to be redundant in what the pasuk is saying. So maybe Huda says actually that part of the pasuk is not talking about the people, it's talking about the oxen. And that is, Shur Kishu Chayrish, the ox when he was plowing, which was to plow in the furrows, Haylech Avaychet. The ox was walking and crying because there was nothing to be had. However, on his way back from what he had just plowed, he was able to eat the shachas, which is the little herbage that starts growing in the beginning, may not tell him from the furrows where that although when he was going, he was planting as he was plowing through the furrows, it already started growing, and that is when he came back, he already had what to eat. And that's what the pasuk means when it says that when he was coming with joy, and that is although when he was going, he was crying. On his way back, he was already joyful. Again, that was the great miracle that happened after the hunger, where everything grew so quickly. Now the Gemara asks, "My nois halamaisa." What does it mean when the Shir HaMalos concludes with the one who carries the bundles? And that is, if it's talking about the grain that they had what to eat. But again, the pasuk already says barinu yiktzeru. So what's this nois halamaisa? So Rav Chizkiya says, Ramila, and some say it's b'masnita tam, it's torah in the Braisa. It's in reference to, when we're saying the carrying of the bundles, is referring to a different miracle that occurred then, which was kana, the stalk, was zeres, was the measurement of a handspan. Shibailis, the ear, was zersayim, was two handspans. In other words, that was a great miracle, where generally the grain is that you have the stalk is three or four times the ear, meaning the edible part is much smaller. And here, to the contrary, the stalk was just half of what the ear was. Again, the great miracle, not only did it grow quickly, which was in time, but even the quantity was much larger than it normally is. Again, but that was the answer that Rav Yitzchak was giving to him. In the name of Rav Yechanan, that all right, generally, Yair is in Mar Cheshvan, but this time, it was a miracle that actually occurred in Nisan. The Gemara continues again, Omli Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. Another question Rav Nachman asked from Yitzchak. Ma'adach Siv, he asked him from a different pasuk, Malachim Beis, which was in the days of Yehoram ben Achav, where there was a hunger. It says in the pasuk, Kikar Hashem L'Rav, that Hashem called for the hunger, and this is the pasuk that we quoted before, which was a reference to the hunger that had before this great miracle. V'gambo al'or tshevasham, that it also was that it came to the land for 7 years. Now, the question he was asking in understanding this pasuk was, B'hanach Shevashul Mayochel, what exactly did they eat when there was a hunger for 7 years? Somebody said to him, Hachim Rabbi Yechanan, this is what Rabbi Yechanan said. Shani Rishayin Achul Mashem Batim. The first year they ate what they had in their houses. Shni Achul Mashem Besadis. The second year they ate what was in the fields. In other words, the aftergrowths or what was ever left over in the fields. Shlishis Besar Behemetar. In the third year they ate their kosher animals. Revius Besar Behemetamei. In the fourth year they ate non-kosher animals. Chamishis in the fifth year Besar Shkatsim Ramasim. They ate the flesh of vermin and creepy crawly creatures. Shishis besar b'nei moisem. In the sixth year, some of them ate the flesh of their sons and daughters. And shvis, in the seventh year, besar z'roisem, they ate the flesh of their arms. The kama shenema, this fulfills what the pasuk says in Yeshaya, ish, a man, besar z'roya yechelu. The flesh of his arm he's going to eat. And that was because already in the seventh year, there was already nothing to eat but the flesh in their arms. Again, v'omer Rav Nachman Yitzchok, he says, Ma'itach Siv, what does it mean in the different pasuk, a pasuk in Hosea, that says, Bekir b'cha kadosh, inside of you is holy, v'loi ovei b'ir, and I'm not going to come into this city. So he says, I don't understand. Meshum de bekir b'cha kadosh, because your insides are holy, in other words, that you're doing good deeds to Jewish people, loi ovei, Hashem says that I'm not going to come b'ir into this city. What does that mean? So again, he responded, Hachem b'yechen, and this is what your b'yechen said. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying, like Ave be Yerushalayim Shel Mala. I'm not going to go into the Yerushalayim that's up in heaven. At Sha'ave li Yerushalayim Shel Mata, until I first come into the Yerushalayim down here. And the way he was explaining the pasuk was that until it will be Bekir B'cha Kadosh, in other words, that you're going to have Yerushalayim here, that is then, only then, because I'm not going to come into Lo'ave be'ir, I'm not going to come into the city that's Lamala, the Yerushalayim that's on top. So that's what it means, that I'm not going to come in Lo'ave be'ir, until it's Bekir B'cha Kadosh, until you have your Yerushalayim built up. Now the Gemara asks, Umiyaka Yerushalayim Lamala, is there Yerushalayim up in heaven? So the Gemara says, in yes, Tuchsiv, like it says in Pesukim Tehillim. It says, Yerushalayim HaBenuya, that Yerushalayim that's down here on this earth will be built, Ki'ir Shechurba Lo Yachtav, like the city that's attached to it together, which means to say that it's similar to it and it's the same like it. So obviously there is another Yerushalayim, and where is that Yerushalayim? We don't see it. Must be Lamala up there in Shemayim. And that's what Hashem was saying, I'm not going to come into Yerushalayim Shalmala until I come in that you have Yerushalayim Shalmata. Again, V'omer Rav Nachman L'Yitzchak says, what does it mean in a different pasuk, a pasuk in Yirmiyah? It says, V'achas, and that they're all one, meaning all the idol worshippers, Yivaru V'yichsalu, that they're going to be destroyed and that they're foolish, Musra Havalim, which is the rebuke of futility, Eitzu, their wood. Now, as Rashi says, if not for the Gzeir Shav, which the Gemara is going to expound the pasuk, so the pasuk would make it sound like that they're clogged up like a piece of wood from receiving Musr, and for nothing that they get Malkus, they get hurt, meaning the Yivaru B'Yichsalu, that although they get punished, but they're foolish because they're like a piece of wood, they're not able to understand the rebuke. However, he wanted to know what does the pasuk mean. So Amalei said to him, Hachem Yechen, this is what Yechen says, Achas, there's one Avera that they do, Hishma Ve'eris Rishon B'Gehenim, which ends up burning and destroying the wicked ones in Gehenim, which that's what it means, Yisbaru Haksilim, that is, when it says Yivaru B'Yichaslu, it means to say that Yivaru is Lashon HaBayir of burning, Yichaslu is a fool, so this Achas Yivaru B'Yichaslu. Now, Mahi, what is that? That's Avodah Zarah. How do we see that that's what the pasuk is referring to, that there's one Avera that ends up burning the Rishon in Gehenim? Siv Hachi, here the pasuk continues and says, Musar Havalim Eitzu, that it's a rebuke of hevel, that there would. Uchsiv Hasma says over there, pasuk in Yirmiyah, hevel hema, their vanity, maisat hatuim, foolish actions, again, which that's a reference to Avodah Zarah, and therefore we see that hevel is a reference to Avodah Zarah. That's what it means, that achas yivru b'chaslu, there is one avera that will burn up the fools, meaning the rishayim, which is, that is, those are the hevel, etzu, this is the idols that they worship, that's why they burn up again. Again, v'amlev nachem lo yitzchuk, ma'idach se, what does it mean, a different pasuk in Yirmiyah? Kishtayim rois asa ami, because there's two wicked things that my people, the Jewish people, have done. Now, the question he was asking was, tartan hudav, were there only two bad things that the Jewish people did? Esen v'arba shvikalu, there were 24 averis that are mentioned over there in the pasuk in Yechezkel Chav Beis that they did. Or it's a reference to the 24th svarim of Tanakh that they violated. So why is it saying that Hashem said they only did two? So again, they respond to him, Hachem Yechen, Israel Yechen, and said, Achas, there's one thing, Shehi, and we continue on Tam Beis, Shkula Kishtayim, that's equivalent to two. My new Avodah Zarah, what's that a reference to? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking about the two wicked things that they did. It's really, he's referring to one Avera, which is equal to two. And that's Avodah Zarah, idol worship, just like it says over there in the Pasuk, Kishtayim Rois Asa Amin, because there were two bad things that my people did, which is, first of all, Esi Azvu Mekar Mayim Chayim, that they have forsaken me, the source of the water of life. And second of all, Lachsev Lahem Boyers Boyers Nishbarim, they were going to dig for themselves pits that are broken. So not only did they leave me, But what they tried getting are things that are broken. Like it says over there before that in the Pasuk, it says, Ki avru iyechitim ro. So Hashem is equating the Jewish people with the peoples of the other nations. He says, go through the lands of the Chitim and see. Or v'keder shilchu v'zbaynim o'id b'gayim. Or go send to Keder and understand this. And that is, hahemru goy elohim. Do the nations go ahead and turn their backs on their gods? V'hem aloy elohim, and they're not even gods. V'amihemru kevayde b'loyil, and yet my nation, they go ahead and exchange his honor, meaning Hashem, for something that doesn't help. As the Gemara explained, time in the Braisa, that Kutiyim Evdim La'eshet, the Kutiyim, they worship fire. The Kedarim Evdim La'mayim, that's why we're saying these two of Kitayim and those of the Kedarim, and that is because they serve fire, and the Kedirayim, they serve water. And now, V'afa Bisha Yoidim Shamayim Mechabin Asa'esh, now although the Kitiyim know that water extinguishes fire, but still lehemir lehayim, and still yet they do not turn their backs. They do not exchange their gods. Yet ve'ami hemer kavod b'layel, and yet my nation, who they have the God, that's the true God, they exchange him for something that doesn't help. And therefore that's what the problem with idol worship is, that it's two things they're doing wrong. One is that they're letting go of me, which is the source of life, where the other nations don't, when even the gods they have are not even gods. And second of all is that what they're doing is they're exchanging for something that's broken, that doesn't even have any utility whatsoever. Finally, Rav Nachman of Yitzchok. And another thing that Rav Nachman asked from Yitzchok. It wasn't in a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, where it says, V'yikash Zok in Shmuel, that it was when Shmuel became old. Now, the question he was asking was, Umi Siv Shmuel Kol Hai, did he really get old? V'habar Nun Beis Hava, he died at the age of 52. Damama, like it was said in the Gemara, Masechtas Ma'id Kot, Nafchav Chasim and Aleph, that says, Meis Ben Nun Beis Shan, if someone dies at age 52, Zem Misase Shmuel Haramasi, that is the death when Shmuel HaRamasi, who comes from Amor, that when he had died, which the Gemara Masechta Smachas, the Mishnah Masechta Smachas explains, means to say that it's not included in the punishment of Karas of dying at a young age, because that's when Shmuel had died. Now, so therefore, how can we say that he became old? 52 is not old. So again, he responded, Hachem Yechen Israel, Jeb Yechen said, Zikne Kavtzalav. You're right, he didn't really live to a ripe old age, but when it says that he became old, it means to say that his hairs got white. That means to say, like, old age jumped on him. The Chassid, like it says, the Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, now, which this comes to explain why exactly did he become old in his body, but although it wasn't in time, because Hashem said, Nichamti kimlach de'ashol, I have regrets that I made Shol HaMelech into the king. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to kill him right away. So I'm lafond of Shmuel said to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, master of the world, Shekaltani k'Moshe v'Aaron, you equate me with Moshe and Aaron. So still like there's a pasuk in Tehillim that says Moshe v'Aaron b'chayan. You have Moshe and Aaron that are Hashem's priests. Ushmul b'kari Shemayim, and Shmuel is from those who call out his name. Now, therefore we see that they're equal. We have on the one hand Moshe and Aaron, and Shmuel on the other side. Now, therefore Shmuel is telling Hashem, he says, Ma Moshe v'Aaron li bitlu ma'isi deim b'chayim, just like Moshe and Aaron, that you didn't nullify their student, the works of their hands in their lifetimes, which is a reference to Yeshua, which was their protege. In other words, that he was also Aaron's Talmud, as the Gemara says in Masechet Eiv and Daf Nundalam Abayz, that after Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Klal Yisrael, then Aaron would teach them. So therefore Yeshua, who is the student, heard not from Moshe, but also from Aaron. So Afanili is about the Maaseh Yod B'Chai, so I should be the same as Moshe and Aaron, that my student also shouldn't die, the one who I set up in my lifetime, which is Shaul. Shmuel had set up Shaul, and Moshe and Aaron set up Yeshua, just like Yeshua didn't die in their lifetime, so too, Shaul shouldn't die in my lifetime. Now, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Hei Chavin, so he's saying, what should I do? It says, Leim is Shaul, that Shaul should die, like Hoshavei Shmuel. Shmuel doesn't let. Leim is Shmuel Adizuter, so let Shmuel die young, then now that he died, then Shaul could die. Mirani Abbasre, then people are going to start talking about him. And they're going to say, oh, why did Shmuel die at a young age? Must have been, Chas Shom, that he did a certain Aveira. Now, Loi Leim Yishol, V'Loi Leim Yishmol, and not for Shaul to die, and not for Shmuel to die, that can't be either, because Kfar Hagia Malchus David, it already came time for the kingship of David HaMelech. And we know, V'ein Malchus Nagas B'chaverta, Afilikum Loi Nimo, that one kingship cannot touch the time and the reign of the other one, even like a hair's breadth. And therefore, since it's time for David, Shaul has to go. So my Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Akvitz love Zikna. I'm going to make him seem old, his hair is going to get white, and then he could die. And therefore, people are not going to start talking about him because they'll see that he was elderly and that's why he died. And then Shaul could die and then again David could take over. So that's what it means, the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph. The Shaul Yeshu Begiva Tachas Eishel Baram. It says that Shaul was sitting in Giva under the tree in Ramah. Now, the question is, V'chima in Giva, what does it mean that there was Giva, which is in Shevet Binyamin, which is Givat Binyamin, Eitzel Ramah, which is in Har Ephraim, in the mountains of Ephraim? These are two different areas, territories in Eretz Yisrael. So what does it mean he was in Giva under the tree in Ramah? So Elam L'chol, rather, what the pasuk is coming to allude to you is that Migarm L'Shaul, who caused that Shaul should be there in Giva, which is where he was in Shevet Binyamin, 2.5 years, where, as Rashi brings from the Brisa Seder Olam, that Shaul HaMelech became king in halfway through the 11th year of Shmuel's reign. And then in the 12th year and the 13th year, and Shmuel died in his 13th year in the end of eight months. So it comes out that for 2.5 years, when after Shmuel had made Shaul king, up until he died, so whose merit was it that Shaul remained to be king? That's what the Gemara says. That's what the pasuk is telling you. That's where Ramah comes in over here, because it was a reference to Shmuel Hanavi, that it was his tefillah where he lived in Ramah that helped Shaul stay alive, because if not for him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have killed Shaul, and it was just because Shmuel said that, let my students stay alive, just like it was by Moshe and Aaron. Now the Gemara asks on this about regarding what had happened. Umimitri gavra mikmei gavra. Is it really true that Hashem will push aside one person because of another person? That is, Shmuel had to be killed because David HaMelech had to become king. Is there such a thing that because of David that he had to become king, Shmuel had to go ahead and die? The Gemara says, and yes. What does it mean in pasuk in Hosea that says, that's why I've carved out through my prophets, haragtim b'imrei, that I killed them with the words of my mouth. Now, b'masim lo nemer doesn't say that because of their actions, which would sound like that the people died because of a sin, ela b'imrei fi, rather because of the words of my mouth. It means to say because of the gzeira that HaKadosh Baruch had decreed, for example, like the story of Shmuel, that Amma, that obviously we see that mitchi gavra mikmei gavra, that a person will be pushed aside because of another person, and that is because HaKadosh Baruch was gezer. This is when David HaMelech will become king, and Shmuel didn't want Shaul to die in his lifetime. So since David had to become king, which means to say that Shaul had to go down, therefore Shmuel had to die because of David HaMelech. Now the Gemara continues again with Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak, that it says, Rav Nachman and Yitzchak have a yaseh b'sudasa, that they were sitting by a mill. Now again, Amar Rav Nachman and Yitzchak. He said, Leimim Mar Milsa, say, episode Devat Torah, say something. So Amalei said, Hachem and Birchen, again in the name of Birchen, says, Eima Sikh Mesuda, we don't talk during a meal. Shemayakdim Kanda Laveshet, because maybe the food's going to come first to the trachea before it gets to the esophagus. In other words, it's first going to go to the windpipe instead of going down the food pipe. And that is because when the person talks, so then the covering that's over the trachea, the epiglottis, that is opens up and will let the food into the trachea, the Yevul Desakana, the person could come to danger. Because if he's talking and the food is also, he's eating at the same time, so then the cover of his ear pipe opens up and the food can come down over there, because actually when the person swallows, then it covers that area. But if he's talking, it's going to open up and it's going to come to danger. He says, that's why I'm not telling you any, I'm not talking entirely by the meal, because it could be dangerous. But Basa decided, after they finished the meal, Samali, then he told Rav Nachman, says, Hachem Rabbi Yechanan, this is, you wanted to hear Devat Torah, this is what Rabbi Yechanan said. It says, Yaakov Avinu lo imes. Yaakov Avinu didn't die, and rather he lived forever. Samali said, but he said back to him, said, V'chibichti, is it for nothing that Saftu Saftanaya, that they eulogized him, V'chantu Chantanya, and then they embalmed him, V'kavar Kivrai, and they buried him. In other words, the Pasuk says in Bereishis, Perek Nun, that they embalmed him, they eulogized him, they buried him. So how can you say that he never died? So he responded to him. He says, Mikra Ani Derish, says, look, I'm expounding for your Pasuk. Now this, that you want to know why they embalmed him, is because they assumed that he died. But however, Shenema, there's a Pasuk in Yirmiyah that says, Hashem says, V'ata al tira avdi Yaakov namashem. Hashem says, do not fear my servant Yaakov, V'al teches Yisrael, and do not become afraid, Yisrael. Ki hinani moshiach merachah, because I will save you from afar. V'ez zaracha me'eret shivyim, and your children from the land of their captivity. Now, it says, Moshiach, Hashem is telling Yaakov, I will save you, and Zaracha, and your children. So therefore, Makash Hulazar, the Pasuk is equating him and his descendants. And that is, Mazar B'chaim, just like his children will be when they're alive. In other words, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to gather the Jewish people from the lands of their captivity, he's going to be gathering the ones who are alive, because they're the ones that are in captivity. The ones who are dead are not in captivity. And therefore, what that means obviously is Afu B'chaim, that he will also be alive. In other words, that Hashem will bring Yaakov to the diaspora, to the Galus, so that he could be there and witness the redemption of his children. As we find that when they were leaving Mitzrayim, it says Vayar Yisrael. When it talks about Oz Yashar, the Medrash tells us that Yisrael means Yisrael, which is the name of Yaakov Avinu, that he saw the Kriyas Yamsuf, which is Yisrael Saba. Now, as Rashi says, so, but this that they embalmed him, that was because he appeared dead, but truthfully, Yaakov Avinu was still alive, and he never died. Amir Yitzchak, another halacha from Rabbi Yitzchak, was Kaloima Rachav Rachav, whoever says the name of Rachav, who is a very beautiful woman, Miyad Nikri, right away he becomes a Balkari, he has a seminal emission. So Amalei Rav Nachum responded to him, he says, Ano Amino, Balaich Basli, I say her name, and I'm not concerned about it. So Amalei says, look, Kika Amino, when did I say this? Is B'yayda Uva Makira Uva Maskar Shema. Which means to say that it's for those who know her and recognize her, and then they mention her name, that type of person becomes a Balkari. But you don't know who she is, yet just saying her name is not going to cause you to have a seminal emission. Now, Kavad Miftir Me'adodi, when Rav Nachman took leave from Rav Yitzchak, so Amalei, he said to him, Levarchen Mar, says, bless me, my teacher. So Amalei, he said to him, look, Emshalacha Moshlem Adabdim, he says, let me give you a parable, what this can be compared to, that you're asking for me to give you a bracha. Says, La'adim Shoye Hoylech Ba'midbar, to a person that was going in the desert. Bahaye Rav, Va'oyev, Batsama, he was hungry, he was tired, and he was thirsty. Umatza'ilan, and he found a tree. Sheperesav Mesukin, that the fruits were sweet, which that helps for a person that's hungry. And the shade of the tree was beautiful, and that helps for somebody that's tired, that he could rest underneath it. And there was a stream of water that was passing beneath the tree, which is good for someone that's thirsty. So the person ate from the fruits, and he drank from the waters, and he sat in the shade. When he wanted to continue going on his journey away from the tree, so Amar, he said, Ilan, Ilan, tree, tree, with what can I bless you? If I'm going to tell you that your fruit should be sweet, it's already sweet. If I'm going to say that your shade should be beautiful, it already is beautiful. That I'll tell you that you should have a stream of water going beneath you. You already have the stream of water going beneath you. So what can I give you as a bracha? Elig hirotzin, rather let it be the will, should call natiya shenoyte mimcha, that all the saplings that are planted and transplanted from you, we'll continue on top of Avim and Alf, yiyu kamayiska, that those trees should also be just like you. So he says, afata b'mavarech, he says, you also, with what can I bless you, Rav Nachman? Imba tayre, if I'm going to bless you with tayre, haray tayre, you already have tayre. Imba isha, if with wealth, haray isha, you already have wealth. Imba manam, if I'm going to bless you with children, haray banam, you already have children. Elihi Ratzin, rather let it be the will, that those descendants that come out from you should be just like you, that they should have Torah, wealth, and honor.